Blog Talk Radio.
God, there is none like him. And I just thank God for Jesus on today.
I thank God for his power. I thank God for him saving me. I thank God for the sacrifice of Christ on Calvary so many years ago that his blood is still speaking today, that blood that will never lose its power. I said the blood of Jesus will never lose its power. My God, that blood, the blood that covers us, the blood that purges us, the blood that washes us, the blood that saves us, the blood that heals us, that blood of Jesus, the blood that washes away all of the stain of our sins, that blood will never lose its power. Amen. So I'm just so thankful. We welcome you to the prayer line on tonight. We're a little later on tonight than we usually are. Our daughter, Kayla, had an induction into the Key Club, So we were there for a 7 o'clock ceremony, and it was beautiful. And I tell you, God is doing some marvelous things in the lives of his people. And our young people are showing forth the glory of the Lord. So we are just so proud of Kayla. This is her second year being inducted into the Key Club. And it was an honor to sit in the audience and watch her receive her certificate. Amen. So we're going to go forth in prayer. I want to remind you that this is the week of our women's conference, the Women's Thou Art Loose Breaking Every Chain conference begins on this upcoming Friday. If you are in the New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania area, you really do want to try to get over to 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. I do believe that the Lord is going to move mightily. I believe that lives will be changed, that chains will be broken, that women will be set free. I believe that God is going to do a new thing. There's going to be a new release, a supernatural release in the lives of the women. So Friday night, starting at 7:30, we're going to kick it off with Dr. Virginia Booth all the way from Philadelphia. So we're excited about that. Get your girlfriends and even some guys. The men, you are welcome to come also. And come on out. Come on out on Friday night at 7:30 p.m. and be in the house of the Lord. This Saturday, we're coming back at 11 o'clock a.m. and we're going to be there until about 3 o'clock. We'll have lunch in between, and we are excited. Our two powerful preachers are going to be with us on Saturday. We'll have lunch. We'll have Pastor Carson with us and also Alicia Cooper, Pastor Prophetess Alicia Cooper, and she is a psalmist also, so we're looking for her to come in on Sunday. We're going to end with Evangelist Quonsoletta Pittman. She is going to close us out on Sunday at 12:30. So I wouldn't miss a day. I want every drop, every ounce of what God has for me. And, of course, I will be there facilitating the services. And, I'm going to be preaching this weekend. Amen. So I'm excited about what God is going to do. Yeah. Come on out. There's no registration fee. New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482. Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Let us pray. Let us go into a time of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. We worship you. We magnify your name on today. God, you are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, the honor. Oh, God, we give you the praise. Oh, God, we magnify your name. We worship you on today, God. Hallelujah. We thank you on today, God. Lord, we come with a heart of gratitude, God. We come, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, seeking your face on tonight, God. Oh, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for our right mind, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the plan that you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. Lord, we love you today. Oh, God, hallelujah. We ask, Father God, that you will have your way. Let your will be done on earth as you have already established in heaven, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. That as we delight ourselves in you, Lord, that you will give us the desires of our hearts. God, we come, Father God, hallelujah, asking you to tell us, Father God, what it is that you desire for us, Father God. Order our steps, O God. Let the meditations of our hearts, O God, and the words of our mouths be acceptable unto you, O God. Lord, show us how to walk and show us how to talk, God. We need you to come in and do a life transformation, God. We need you to take us higher, O God. We need, Lord, you to come in, Lord, hallelujah, and begin to work, continue to work on us, O God. You are the potter, and we are the clay, O God. And we just thank you, Lord, for working on us, God, for your hand upon our lives, God. We thank you for your hand upon the lives of our children.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for having your hand upon the lives of our spouses, O God. Lord, thank you for blessing our marriages. Thank you for blessing, O God, our church, New Creation Christian Ministry,
yes.
God. We ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you, Father God, will... Father God, even as we get ready for this women's conference, God, hey, we just ask that you will go into the sanctuary, God. Let your angels, Father God, encamp around the sanctuary, God. Father God, send the ministering angels, Father God, to begin to minister to the women as they come into the sanctuary, as they come into the conference, God. As we go in, Father God, as we go, Father God, into the church building, oh God. Lord, let your presence, let your Holy Spirit, Father God, be there to meet us. Saturate the atmosphere, oh God. Let every woman that walks through the door, let every man and child that walks through the door feel your presence, oh God. Let them come in, oh God, and feel a touch from you like never before, God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, that people are going to come in one way, God, and go out another, oh God, that they're not going to be the same, oh God, when they leave this conference on this weekend. Lord, we, Father God, have a goal, Father God, to change lives, oh God, save souls, oh God, set the captives free, God. Lord, you showed us those 500,000 souls at the beginning of this year. God, we know we're saving souls, but God, Lord, we know that you are able to bring forth the multitude in one day, that you are able to bring forth the multitude, God. Ha. So, Lord, we just thank you for the multitude, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you tonight, God.
Yes,
we
God.
Praise you on tonight, God. We worship you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your woman servant, Evangelist Elizabeth Page, oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For her being up out of the bed, God. We thank you, Lord, for her, Father God, going to the, getting herself up and getting, making her way to the restroom, God. We thank you, Lord, that no bed can hold her down. We thank you, Lord, that no surgery can hold her down, God. We thank you, Lord, that we were able to have a mini service, church service with her on Sunday as we took communion together, God, and that she's still praising you, oh God. So, Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that you keep her mind, God. We pray, Father God, that you keep her body, God. We pray, Father God, that you keep her in perfect peace, oh God, even as she goes, Father God, for a checkup on tomorrow, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are with her, oh God. You said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you, but I am always with you, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for the good report from the doctors. We thank you for the good report, God, from the doctors as she goes to the doctors, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural divine healing, oh God. We declare her healed from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. We declare, Father God, that every organ has to come into order, oh God, and every body part and every cell, and oh God, hallelujah, and everything that you orchestrated pertaining to her body, God,
yes,
that it will line up with your divine plan, for her life, God. Lord, we thank you for Evangelist Elizabeth Page, God. We ask that you continue to keep her spirits high, that you continue to allow her to have a praise on her lips, God, and joy in her heart, God. Thank you for the love that the people have shown her, God. Oh, God, thank you for the cards and the flowers and Father God, the visits, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the people, the saints, oh, God, that are encouraging her, oh, God, and just keeping her, Father God, spirits high, oh, God. Thank you for the nurses, the ministering angels. We ask that you continue to let her be careful, oh, God, in the mighty way. So, Lord, we just bless your name. We thank you for New Creation Church, oh, God. We thank you for increase, oh, God. Bring them in, oh, God, the laborers, oh, God. We pray for the laborers. We pray for the laborers, God. We still believe you for 500,000 souls. We still believe you for, Father God, a church full of disciples. We still believe you, God, hallelujah, for, Father God, changed lives. We still believe you, oh, God, for families being restored. We still believe you, oh, God. So, Lord, bring in the sons and daughters from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh, God. Bring them in, oh, God, not just to visit, but to stay. God, let them roll up their sleeves and become laborers. Let them become givers, oh God, and sowers, oh God, into this great work that you have given us. So, Lord, we believe you, oh God. And even as I give this prayer over to my husband, God, I pray for Apostle Matthew Tillery, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, touch our apostle, God. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to, Father God, build him up, God, and his wife, oh God, his family, oh God, his household, oh God, Tri-Faith Ministries, oh God. Continue to do a good work in that ministry, God. Continue to keep our man, our apostle, with integrity, God, even as he plans to come to New Jersey on next month, God. We just thank you, Lord, for your hand upon his life. We declare and decree the blood of Jesus over his life. We put a hedge of protection around him, and we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that no weapon forged against him can prosper. We bind up the hands of Satan, and we thank you, Lord, for victory in every area of his life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for every member of New Creation Christian Ministries, the church, God. We thank you for Lori Davis and her family and her children, God, for Isaiah and Elijah and Ashley, oh God, and Beanie and Rini, oh God. Hallelujah. All of her children, God, every one of them, one by one and name by name, God. Lord, we thank you that her seed is blessed, oh God, even as she, Father God, is on the prayer line. But Father God, we just pray and thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Father God, what you're doing in her life and what you're doing in the lives of her children, God. Lord, we thank you for the oil of gladness, God. We thank you for fresh anointing even over her life right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Bless every member. Carmen, bless Carmen, oh, God. Sister Carmen Callow, oh, God. Oh, God, bless her. Bless her household. Bless her children, God. Every one of them, God. Bless, oh, God. Hallelujah. Her daughter, oh, God, Yvette. And Father God, I just thank you for what you're doing in Yvette's life. Lord, we put a hedge of protection around her, God. We speak peace to her life right now. I speak healing over her life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for her daughter, Yvette. We thank you, Lord, for Rick and Nick, and Father God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Kevin Senior, oh God. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for every one of Sister Carmen's children, oh God. Continue, Father God, to bless her children. Continue to bless her grandchildren, oh God, Kevin Jr. And oh God, hallelujah, Jessica, oh God, hallelujah, and little Portia, oh God, hallelujah, and all of the grandchildren, April's children in April, oh God, we just thank you for your hand upon their lives, for April's children and her household, oh God. Lord, we praise you on today, God. You are able, Lord, you are able, and we worship you on tonight. Oh God, continue to have your way. Bless Sister Carmen in a mighty way, God, hallelujah, even as she begins to, oh God, venture out and do some things that she's always wanted to do, God. We thank you for your hand upon her life, God. We thank you for blessing her. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. hallelujah, oh God, for her coming alongside of us, oh God, her pastors, oh God. We thank you for Sister Lori and Sister Rita, oh God, as evangelist, oh God, Robinia, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the team of Minister Andre and the team, oh God, hallelujah, that has come alongside us, oh God. Oh God, every member, God, every member, even those who haven't called their name, but God, thank you for the laborers, those who hold up our arms, oh God, those who work with us and labor with us, oh God. So, Lord, we just ask that you continue to have your way in this prayer. Let your will be done, oh God. Give Sister Rita traveling mercies, oh God. Even as she boards the airplane on tomorrow, in the name of Jesus, keep her up in the air. Keep the pilot, God, oh God. Keep the weather, oh God. Oh God, manifest, oh God, yourself. Even around that airplane, thank you for angels keeping the wings up in the air in Jesus' name. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. We bless your name. We worship you, oh God. Bless Sister Dolores and Sister Darlene and Kayla and Sue and Hakita and every member, oh God. Rodney and Lewis in the most excellent way. Drug restoration program, God. Lord, we thank you. Bless, oh God, President Barack Obama, the United States of America, oh God. Oh God, call order to the White House. In the name of Jesus, we call order to the White House, God. We call order to the White House, God. We call reinstatement of all government programs, God. Lord, you have an eye for the poor, oh God. You said, blessed are the poor, God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we worship you, oh God, that families won't go hungry and babies won't go hungry, God. We thank you, Lord. We bind up the hands of Satan. We come against the spirit of the Antichrist, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak unity in the White House. We speak unity in the White House in the name of Jesus, that they will work together and bipartisan will be a reality, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I guess I said that right. Bipartisan will be a reality in the name of Jesus, that the parties will work together, that they will be able to come together and work together on one accord, unity in the White House, oh God, hallelujah, congruency in the White House, oh God, plans and programs being passed that are beneficial to the people of America in the White House, oh God, in the name of Jesus, ha,
thank you.
Oh God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done. So, Lord, continue to bless this prayer. Bless this prayer. Even as Pastor Emily continues to pray and we begin, oh, God, even to take prayer requests. But even as he prays, God, continue to let your hand be upon this prayer line, God. Oh, God, we're seeking your face, Lord. We need you. We need you. So have your way. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, we bless your holy name on tonight, God. There's none like you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you for your word. Your word gives us strength. Your word gives us joy unspeakable on tonight in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We praise your name on today. We magnify the name of God. We exalt and lift up the mighty name of Jesus on tonight, that name which has been given above every name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for your word.
You,
we thank you for your blessing.
Thank you,
we thank you, hallelujah, for so much that you do for us in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. As we ready ourselves for this up-and-coming women's conference, we're going to cover, amen, everyone under the sound of our voice in prayer.
Yes.
But I just want to read to you before I pray a few verses of scripture found at the end of the Proverbs, amen, talking about that virtuous woman. It says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness.
Jesus.
She look well to the ways of her household, and eat not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Glory.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray.
Yes.
Men and women alike on this phone line, Lord, on this prayer line, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
the strength and the honor being on every woman, Lord, in the name of Jesus, they open their mouths with wisdom and loving kindness. In the name of Jesus, Father God, the household of her is looked upon. Idleness is not in her hand, and laziness is not a part of what she is. In the name of Jesus, to every mother, Lord, every mother in Zion, her children are rising up calling her blessed. Glory be to God. There are many daughters, Lord, but you are looking upon those with favor that fear you. In the name of Jesus, allow the works of our hand to prosper in every area of life. Lord, we pray right now, in the name of Jesus, woman, thou art loose, breaking every chain.
Yes,
glory be to God. We pray right now, Lord, for this 2013
yes.
Women's Conference. We pray in the name of Jesus,
yes.
every mother, every grandmother,
yes.
every female, every single person, Lord,
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Every wife, every spouse, every grandmother, men and women alike, Father God, even send the men, Lord,
yes.
we can learn how to be better husbands and
yes.
better fathers and better partners in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We bind up the hand of the enemy right now, offer every person under the sound of my voice, and we say loose right now the prosperity that you have preordained for them to walk in, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every plan that you have purposed in their heart, Lord, being fruitful and, Father God, coming to fruition in the name of Jesus,
yes,
manifesting blessings
yes.
in the lives of your men and women. Glory be to God.
Glory
demonstrating
be to
your
God.
Power, Lord, like never before.
Yes.
I has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man,
yes.
what you are going to do for those who love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So we bless you, Lord,
yes,
and we call ourselves your sons and your daughters, Lord,
yes.
in the name of Jesus. Bless every person,
yes.
every member of New Creation Church, Sister Maria down in Georgia,
yes.
and every member of New
yes.
Creation,
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
every person on this phone line who's not a member, Lord, minister to their heart, mind, and spirit on tonight.
Yes.
Just like you came in a fourth watch when the disciples were in the middle of the river.
Yes.
They were in the middle of the storm, and they didn't know what to do because they thought their lives were going to end. They were going to drown.
Yes.
And the word says Jesus came walking on the water in the fourth watch.
Yes,
yes, we're praying late tonight.
Yes.
But, Lord, glory be to God.
Thank you.
You're always on time.
Yes.
In the name of
yes.
Jesus. Lord, some people were diligent to call in tonight.
Yes.
Some people have purpose in their heart
yes.
because they understand the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. So every person on this phone line tonight, God sees your act of faith. Faith without works is dead. And right now, according to your faith, be it unto you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Yes.
Right now, I speak right now to your life that we are more than conquerors through him who strengthens us. In the name, oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against you, beloved, Yes. We'll be able to prosper.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
they that wait upon the Lord,
yes,
the word says he will renew your strength.
My God.
Be not weary in well-doing.
Yes,
you're about to reap a harvest.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, somebody's on the threshold.
Mm.
Somebody's at the crossroads.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus, you're right there at your breakthrough.
Uh-huh.
And God is saying, because you are a prayer warrior, because you come faithfully to this prayer line, because you wake up early and go to bed late praying for your family, praying for your marriage, praying for your pastors, praying for your church, praying for your community, praying for the nation that you live in. God is saying, if my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves, and if they would pray, and if they would seek my face, and if they would turn from their evil ways, I will send out a blessing. I will send out healing. Signs, wonders, and miracles will follow them because they believe in my word. In the name of Jesus, he says, call upon me, and I will answer you. He says, seek me while I may be found, and you will find me. Glory be to God. The word says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened unto you. And, Lord, we are knocking on heaven's door tonight. In the name of Jesus, minister to every woman on this prayer line.
Yes,
bless every man on this prayer line.
Yes.
Bless every child, every teenager. In the name of Jesus, Lord, right now, we speak prosperity over every life. We speak healing over every life.
Yes.
We plead the blood of Jesus
yes.
over every situation. Oh, glory be to God. We're rendering the devil powerless.
Yes.
The minister prayed it on Sunday. Let God be glorified and let the devil be terrified. In the name of Jesus, let God be glorified and let the devil be horrified. Put them under your feet tonight, beloved. Whatever we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth, the word says it will be loosed in heaven.
Yes.
And right now, we bind up the spirit of the stronghold. We bind up every curse, Lord.
Yes.
Breaking every chain this weekend. In the name of Jesus, Lord, free the women up to come to this conference. Pack their car with women and daughters and teenagers and grandmothers and aunties, Lord, and co-workers. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
send a multitude to 1482 Maple Avenue. In the name of Jesus, dynamic praise and worship, dynamic prophetic preaching and teaching. Oh, glory be to God. Healing, manifested miracles are going to take place this weekend.
Yes.
I speak it, I decree it, and I declare it. The kingdom of God suffereth violence, but the violent take it by force.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for breakthrough this weekend. We thank you that as we go to church on tomorrow night, even our midweek Bible study, even a restoration and recovery program on Wednesday and Thursday night.
Yes.
Lord, remove the addiction.
Yes.
Lord, remove the stronghold. In the name of Jesus, we come against addiction right now. We break the spirit of alcoholism right now. We break the spirit, Lord, of those addicted to pornography and gambling, Lord. Any kind of addiction, any kind of bad habit, we break it right now. And we say, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. As we pray tonight, we know that we're two or more gathered in your name.
Yes.
You said you'd be in the prayer room. You told us to pray in secret. And what we do secretly, you'll bless us publicly. In the name of Jesus, I pray for that marriage right now. I pray for every marriage right now. I pray for every spouse, every husband, and every wife. We come against the spirit of divorce that's plaguing our nation. We come against that spirit of division that's trying to come into our marriages and trying to come into our homes, even trying to come into the God the church of the living God. You said the gates of hell will come against your church, and they will not prevail. So right now, Lord, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. We pray for every marriage. We pray for every single person, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless them. Bless them indeed. Enlarge their territory. Let your hand be on their life, Lord, and you keep them from evil. What they put their hand to do, you said it shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, I declare over every life that you are above and not beneath, that you are the head and not the tail, that you are the first and not the last, that you shall be the lender and not the borrower, that the wealth of the wicked have been laid up for you, the righteous. In the name of Jesus, we speak the word of the living God that says we was to prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. Devil, demon, we bind you up tonight. We fight not against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities. We fight against rulers in dark places. We fight against governing spirits. We fight against, in the name of Jesus, fallen angels. We fight against demons on assignment. And Lord, we bind that spirit up right now. We say right now, Lord, give your people peace, which surpass all understanding. You said if we pray and if we seek your face, that you will give us a peace which surpass all understanding. We come against that spirit of insomnia. We come against that spirit of restlessness. We come against that spirit of worry. We come against the spirit of anxiety. We come against every sickness and disease. He was wounded for our transgressions. The word says he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace had been laid upon Jesus Christ. And by his stripes, we are healed. We send your word to Elizabeth Page. And we say, Lord, touch that body right now. In the name of Jesus, have your way. In the name of Jesus, we speak traveling mercies to Sister Rita, Lord, as she goes to our son's wedding, Lord, in the name of Jesus, down in New Mexico. Give her traveling mercies. We speak to every household right now. Lord, allow them in the name of Jesus. Meet every need. Allow the rent to be paid. Allow the mortgage, Lord. Make a way out of no way. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough. Thank you for the roof over our head tonight.
Yes, God.
Thank you for the cell phone and the landline phone that we can call this prayer line on.
Yes.
Thank you for the use of the technology, Lord.
Yes,
in
God.
The name of Jesus, we don't want to take nothing for granted tonight. Thank you for binding up, Lord, the spirit of interference that tries to come against this prayer line. And right now, we loose your word over your people, and we say, Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
In the name of Jesus,
yes,
I pray for every life.
Yes.
I pray for every family.
Yes.
I pray for every representative, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We speak to our politicians.
Yes.
We take authority, Lord, and we say, Lord, have your way in the White House. Have your way in the Senate. Have your way with the local and federal government at every level. In the name of Jesus, we speak to clergy during this Pastors and Clergy Appreciation Month.
Yes.
Thank you for New Creation Church.
Yes.
Appreciating Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony Simmons.
Thank you.
Thank you for the love that's in that church.
Yes.
Thank you for the unity that's in that church.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the gift that's in that church. Thank you for the anointing that's in that church. Thank you for the favor that's on that church. Thank you in the name of Jesus for allowing us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to build your house.
Yes.
You said, lest I build a house.
Yes.
They that labor in vain. You said, lest I sit on the wall and watch over the city. They stay up late at night and they wake up early in the morning in vain. We don't want our living to be in vain. But, Lord, right now, we want to be effective because your word says The prayers of the righteous are effective and powerful. They are effectual and availeth much. So we pray for our children tonight.
Yes, God.
We pray for every family tonight. As we take prayer requests, Lord,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, as we move forward by faith,
hallelujah,
because you said without faith, it's impossible to please you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, Lord, we pray for increase of faith. We pray for increase in every area.
Yes, God.
We pray, oh, Jesus, you came.
Oh, God.
That we might have life.
Yes, God.
And have it more abundantly.
More abundantly.
So we speak abundance over every life tonight.
Yes, God.
We speak prosperity over every life tonight.
Yes, hallelujah.
We speak victory over every area and every life tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony.
Yes, God.
This is our faith that even overcomes this world.
Hallelujah.
We come against the wicked one right now.
Yes, God.
We bind up the spirit of the Antichrist.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We bind up every witch, every warlock,
hallelujah,
every act of sorcery tonight.
Yes, God.
We bind that spirit up, every curse, every word curse.
Mm-hmm.
We bind it up tonight in the name of Jesus. So we're going to take prayer requests.
Hallelujah.
If you have a prayer request,
hallelujah,
just press 1 on your phone,
hallelujah,
or your technological device, and we are going to touch and agree and pray with you tonight.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There is power in numbers. There is power in unity.
Yes.
The Bible says, how could two walk together unless they agree? And we thank God for you on tonight. Pastor and I and the New Creation Church family, we just want to touch and agree with you tonight. We want to believe for you. Caller, I see that hand. Glory be to God. We thank God for you. Area code 908. God bless you.
Bless you, pastors. How are you this evening?
Amen. We are doing well. We are doing well. God bless you.
God bless you.
I am in dire need of prayer for my insurance class. This was our first day in attendance in the class, and tomorrow we already have a test, and I have homework.
Oh, my God.
I'm just asking God that everything that I have poured into me these last weeks and months, because now we're doing an audio class, a satellite class, and it's totally teaching us different than what we learned on computer. And it's stuff there, and I just need God to just bring it back to my remembrance, and I'm exhausted right now just trying to get in as much as I can before I turn in for the night. And I'm just believing and trusting God to help me remember so I can pass my test.
Amen. You have a test tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am, on 4 chapters. And I just only was set out. Today was our first day, and I only was able to sit in on 2 chapters, but I had read 1.5 chapters before I got there.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, ma'am.
Amen. We're definitely going to lift that up tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
this is a door that you have opened for evangelists for being your Lord, and we thank you for the open door right now. We thank you for this wonderful opportunity only coming from heaven right now. You said you pour us out a blessing too big for us to receive. And right now, Lord, even as you bring to her mind, Lord, remembrance, thank you, hallelujah, Father God. But right now, ready in her mind, Lord, that she will excel and pass this test, Lord, as it pertains to this insurance opportunity, Father, to allow her, Lord, to walk in this, hallelujah, Father God, this vocation. We thank you and we decree it right now. And we say, Lord, she has the victory over this test. Lord, all the credentials, all the certifications, all the things that she needs done is to come in line according to your word. We speak it right now over her life. And we say she already got the victory. She has already been successful, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Right now, Father God, give her the rest that she needs, that her mind can be sharp for tomorrow. Lord, we thank you right now for allowing her brain and the activity of her cognitive thinking, Lord,
to operate according to your will. We thank you right now, Father, for in the name of Jesus, breakthrough in every area.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, right now, prepare her and ready her, Father
yes,
God. Equip her in the name of Jesus. Even allowing her to get sweet rest tonight.
Yes.
Allowing her to get the proper sleep that she needs, Lord,
yes,
so she can be 100% for this test on tomorrow. And we speak right now that she already has the victory, even in this, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. As a man thinketh, so is he or she.
Yes.
And you know that you have given her this opportunity.
Yes.
And, Lord, we call it done.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Pastor. Amen.
But receive it by faith, and we're looking for the praise report because we
hallelujah.
Know, hallelujah, is going to go well. Amen. It is well.
Thank
it
you.
Is well, my sister. It is well.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hello?
I'm still here, Pastor. You didn't cut me off yet.
Amen. Yes. The Lord, just trust the Lord. God's going to supernaturally, like you said, our prayer, we touch and agree with you that you study your part and you study to show yourself approved, and God will supernaturally open up your mind. Bring everything back to your remembrance as you sit and take that test. You put it in, and God's going to bring it out. Amen.
Amen. Have a blessed evening.
Okay, you too. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can do all things through Christ who gives us the power. He strengthens us, and we just thank God that he always is there to lead us in our times of need, even when we need him to help us to bring things back to our remembrance. God bless you. Caller, your phone line is open, area code 908. Area code 908.
All right.
Yes, that's you, your hand space.
Hello.
Yes, hello. God bless you.
This is Janice.
God bless you.
And I am, God bless you too. And I'm associated with Rita and Lori. I'm just asking for prayer for my family, my son. Definitely my son. He's going through some things, and the biggest thing right now for him is his unborn child. They told him once, and then the second time they said that he's going to be born blind. And he's really going through with this, with out of all he got to go through his life. And I'm just asking for prayer to just bring him through, because when I seen him last night, he looked like he was really over the edge. And as a mother, I mean, the unborn child is not here yet, and I've tried to encourage him on that. But
yes.
I'm more concerned about my son right now and his accident.
Yeah.
And he just really just seemed like he's over the edge, and I know he is. But as a mother knowing God and him knowing God, he's at the point where he just don't really recognize. And
amen.
I just want him to recognize that. I don't care what the doctor says. We know the almighty physician. But even
amen.
As a grandmother, even as a grandmother, I can understand him.
Amen. To
and
God be the glory.
Him, you know? And I'm just asking that y'all pray for not just him, his girlfriend who fell down the stairs yesterday and has 66 months. And just to pray for them, because they separate on this. She blaming herself and he's blaming himself. And I just want them to know that whatever God this is, it's their child. And that's going to be their child. And it's going to be loved.
Yeah.
And as a grandmother here and seeing my son in this shape, I'm actually going through also, so... I'm just asking that you pray for the family.
Okay, amen. Let us lift that up.
before the Lord right now,
yes,
that there
Lord.
Is power.
Hallelujah.
And God is all powerful. Amen.
Yes.
Father,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, we pray right
yes.
now for Sister Janice, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Father God, strengthen your daughter right now, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father God, even as she has called in, she believes in the name of Jesus and the power of God.
Yes.
You are God all by yourself.
Yes.
And right now we are praying in the name of Jesus. That name has authority and power, even concerning this unborn child, Lord.
Yes,
in the
yes,
name
yes.
of Jesus, we're praying right now
yes.
that your mercy, Lord, reach down from glory. And that in the name of Jesus, children
yes.
are inheriting, Father God, and we thank you, hallelujah. You said to suffer the children not to come unto you, but such is the kingdom of God. And we
yes.
thank you, Lord, that you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. And I thank you, Lord, for this son and his girlfriend, and even this unborn child, this family, Lord. We lift them up before you, and we say, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God. Have mercy on this family, Lord, this grandmother, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and these children, Father God, even these young people, relationship, Lord. Give them a peace, Lord, that they don't right now have. Give them,
yes.
Father God, comfort
yes.
in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Name
you
of
are
Jesus.
The comforter, Father. You are the counselor right now. Give them, Father God, supernatural counsel that they can walk together, Lord, even during this trying time, Father. You said you'll never leave them. You will never forsake them. And right now, Father, we pray their strength in the Lord. We pray for this family, Lord, that you will
yes,
wrap your loving arms around them.
Yes,
even
Lord,
during this experience, Lord. You say, yea, though they walk through the valley, you will be with them. When they go through the floods and the fire, you will be with them. And right now, they're calling on the name of God. They're calling on the name of Jesus. Right now, this family needs the Holy Spirit to intervene in so many areas, Lord. So we bind up the spirit, Lord, the demonic spirit of darkness. We bind up the evil one, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the plan of the devil right now. And we say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We come against everything, Lord, that's not of you. In the name of Jesus, we put every enemy under the feet of this family. And we say no weapon formed against this family will be able to prosper. We give Sister Janice to you tonight. In the name of Jesus, we give her son to you tonight. In the name of Jesus, we give his girlfriend and this mother to you tonight. In the name of Jesus, even the unborn child, Lord, have your way. Have your way,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, go in the womb, Father God, and do what you need to do. In the name of Jesus, you have the final authority. You have the final word. We thank God for doctors. We thank God for modern medicine. We thank God for the opinions of the experts. But, Lord, we're looking to you right now, your word, and we're looking, glory be to God, because you said your word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do. So we pray for this mother. We pray for this mother. We pray for this family. And we say, Lord, have mercy on them. Your grace is sufficient, Lord. Your grace is sufficient. So even give Sister Janice peace, Lord. Give her peace, God. Give her peace, Lord. In the midst of the storm, you're her refuge, God. You're her protection. You're her strength, Lord. So we thank you for her life. We thank you for her son. We thank you for her seed, Lord. And we thank you for her posterity.
Yes.
We call this family blessed. We call this family well. We speak to this family and say, Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus. We speak unity to this family. We speak blessings over this family, God. So touch her, Lord. Comfort her, Lord, when she needs to be comforted.
Yes, Lord.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Give her peace in her mind, Lord.
In my life, God. Yes.
Strengthen her spirit.
My Father, yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Sister Janice, God, I believe heaven heard from us tonight.
Amen.
And I know God is going to bless you and your family, your son, this unborn child, your son's girlfriend. The Lord has heard our prayers tonight. I strongly believe that by faith. And I know all things are going to work together for you.
In the midst of all this, pray for me. I'm a backsliding evangelist who's trying to come up. So,
amen. Amen. He's married to the backslider.
That's the truth of the matter. But I know, my God. And thank you so much.
Amen. Continue to listen, and we pray your strength in the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let me just pray for you, evangelist. Hallelujah. Father God, we just praise your holy name, and we worship you. We magnify your name. Lord, I thank you for my sister, God. I thank you, Lord, for evangelist Janice, God. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand still being upon her life. God, I thank you, Jesus, that you never gave up on her, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that you still have a plan for her, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That your gifts, Father God, hallelujah, are without repentance, oh God. Right now, Father God, I speak power, Father God. Father God, into her loins, Father God, that you would give her a fresh impartation, Father God. I speak, Father God, I bind up the hands of Satan, Father God, whatever area she has backslid. God, even as she's asked for prayer on tonight, God, we thank you, Lord, that she is making her way back to you, oh God. Oh God, even if my husband was praying, I heard the Lord say that she is my chosen one. I heard God say that I still have a great plan for her. I heard God say, hallelujah, that what the devil meant for harm, he has already turned that thing around for your good. Huh? Hallelujah. What the devil meant for evil, God said he already turned it around for your good.
Yeah.
And God is saying you're on the right track now. He has, I see, God, there's been a turning, and you still find yourself turning back towards the thing of God. And there's been a wrestling.
Yes.
I can see a wrestling.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
It's like you're wrestling with the Lord. Hallelujah. And God is saying he has not changed his mind about what he has called you to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Many years ago, God spoke to you about being his evangelist, about saving souls and changing lives. And God says, even in your backslidden state, there are lives that have been radically changed. Hallelujah. There are people that you have ministered in your backslidden. God says, that I have put the power on the inside of you. Hallelujah. There is power on the inside of you. And that's what the whole warfare has been about. The warfare has been about your destiny. But right now, we snatch you back, and we snatch back in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that the words that God has spoken over your life shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that no weapon formed against you can prosper. I break every chain. I destroy every yoke right now. In the name of Jesus. No more guilt. God says there's no condemnation. There's no condemnation, evangelist. Evangelist, there's no condemnation. The devil is a liar. You have made your way past the There's no condemnation. Oh, God, to those in Christ Jesus. You keep moving forward because God is getting ready to radically shake your world. Believe me, I see some changes coming. Oh, God. Oh, God, so get ready, my sister, get ready, because God has repositioned you. God has repositioned you into your kingdom position. He's restored you, my God. And God says, I have forgiven you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So hold your head up. Hold your head up.
and keep moving to him, keep running to his throne. God says, keep running to my throne, because I'm like the prodigal, Father, and my arms are wide open, and I'm getting ready to bless you, my God. Hallelujah. So God bless you, and we're just so glad that we had the honor to minister to you, because you are God's chosen, and God still has a plan for you. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for you. Touch, Lord. Oh, God. Touch. In the name. Hallelujah. God bless you, Evangelist Janice. It is done. It shall be what God said it should be.
Thank you.
God be the glory. Yes, it's done.
Thank you.
I just see some things. God just broke some things off of you, sister. The devil's been trying to hold you back in guilt and shame. And God says, I already turned my head away from that. I already forgave that. He says, it's time for you to come back and get back to work. My God, God says it's time for you to get back to work in the house of the Lord, in his kingdom, my God. So I just see God doing some mighty things in your life. And we're looking not only for the report from your grandchild, but from you and what God is getting ready to do in your life within this next 30 days. There's going to be a radical transitioning in your life within this next 30 days. And I want you to hear this. Obedience is key. God says, you hear me. You hear my voice. You know my voice. And he's saying to you tonight that obedience is key. Because you know his voice, and God knows what he's told you. Only you know. It's between you and God. But this next 30 days, obedience is key. God's getting ready to radically transition your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. First Radio. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's going to continue to minister to her.
Amen. Continue to listen, my sister Janice, and as that prophetic word went your way, you received it by faith, and God's going to get his way. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for every caller tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God moved mightily. We came on.
Prayer request on Facebook, Sister Tina.
We have a prayer request on Facebook. Pastor's going to come with that prayer request. Even through Facebook, people are sending in prayer requests. But we thank God for this prayer line tonight. Thank God that breakthroughs and God's blessings are on this line on tonight. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory.
Hallelujah. Father, we praise your name, Lord, even as we continue and Father God, get ready to close out this prayer, oh God. We pray, Father God, for the city of Newark, New Jersey, God. We pray a prayer of healing and peace in the streets, Lord. Touch and agree with Sister Tina Lane, oh God. Hallelujah. That the ceaseless shootings and murders would stop, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for binding up the hands of the sniper, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for binding up the hands of the gang member. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for just allowing the gang members to be saved, allowing the prostitute to be saved, allowing the drug addict to be saved. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for a mighty move in the city of Newark and every surrounding city, oh, God. Lord, we pray for the homeless men and women tonight, God, that they will find safe and secure shelter, oh, God. Protect them from harm and that seen and unseen, Lord. We pray for the Irvington woman who was burned severely by her ex-husband a few months ago, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we
thank you, hallelujah, even as she continues to fight and continues on the long road of recovery, oh God, and even this being domestic violence month, God, we pray for every woman who's been abused and every woman who's been battered. We pray for every man who's been abused and every man who's been battered, oh God, every person in a violent relationship, give them the courage, oh God, to get out, Lord. We pray for every person struggling with addiction on tonight, God. We pray for every person, Father God, struggling with anything on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we break every chain. We loose the shackles. We loose the shackles on tonight, God. And we, Lord, we just thank you for Sister Tina submitting this prayer request, God. Continue to protect her and keep her, even as she works on the streets of North, God, with the anti-violence gang crew, oh God. Lord, we just thank you for your hand upon this prayer line, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, God. And even as we have another prayer request, God, we thank you, Lord, for being with us on this call tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know how much time we have, but we're going to take another prayer request. Sister Lori, your phone line is open. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Pastor and Pastor. I just want to give everyone Psalms 121 for tonight. I will lift my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. I feel that in my spirit for everyone to read tonight that was on the prayer line and everyone that's listening. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you have the Psalms open?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, you can go ahead and read that.
Okay. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He that keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he that keeps Israel shall not neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade upon your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Psalms 121.
Amen. Amen. Lord, add a blessing to his already blessed word, and may he bless you, daughter, for bringing that prayer to us, that psalm on tonight. Amen. That is a beautiful psalm to close out on. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We want to invite everybody to come to our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. I don't know if there's anybody else that has a burning prayer request or comment on your heart as we close out tonight, but we want to invite everybody to come out on tomorrow night for our Wednesday night word explosion. And that's just what's happening. We're bringing forth the word, and God is exploding in the sanctuary. Last week, God just showed up and showed out in the sanctuary. So we invite you to come over on Wednesday nights at 7:30. Then on 7:30 p.m. on Thursday night, we have our Addiction Restoration Bible and Fellowship Service. Amen. It's 1 hour, amen, where we sit around and we share. It's a small group, intimate setting, and we share with each other about whatever the struggle might be that's trying to take a hold of us. And you know, it tries, but it cannot, because you heard the psalm and you heard the prayers tonight and you heard the word tonight. No weapon formed against you can prosper, but we do have some, we do have a struggle, amen, and we do fight, amen, not against flesh and blood, but against wickedness in high places. So we come and we share with each other about what we're dealing with, and it is a powerful time on Thursday nights. We have donuts and coffee on Thursday nights, and it is just a powerful time. On this Friday, we start our women's conference. Listen, Sister Janice, Sister Lori, everybody that's here, I encourage you to come out on this Friday. I encourage you to press. I know Sister Rita can't be there. I'm going to miss her this year because she's traveling to Texas. But I encourage you, we encourage you to press to be there on Friday night. Dr. Virginia Booth has a heavy ministry in deliverance, and she's coming, and she's going to open us up on Friday night. And then on Saturday, Pastor Gwendolyn Lester Carson, another heavy ministry and just prophetic and deliverance, and we're going to be breaking chains. And then Psalmist Prophetess Alicia Cooper, my God, you talk about some powerful women of God. They're coming on Saturday, and then on Sunday, Evangelist Quonsoletta Pittman is going to close us out. Listen, we are so excited about what God is doing in New Creation Church. And listen, I know that it's not by chance that God has you listening. However you met us, God sent you here for a reason. So we thank God for each and every one of you. We encourage you to come out and be a part of what God is doing on this weekend. I'm going to be there all weekend. Like I said, I know God has a heavy anointing on my life for the prophetic and for deliverance. Amen. And I know that the women that he has lined up with me and the men that he's lined up with me and Pastor Anthony, listen, we're all going forward for breakthrough. So we believe God. So we're going to close out tonight. Listen, we thank you for coming out of this late hour, my God, and praying with us. Listen, wait, one more thing. Tomorrow at 12 noon, we have a prayer for women only at 12 noon tomorrow on this same number that you called in on tonight. 12 noon every single Wednesday for 30 minutes. 30 minutes at 12 noon. Call in and get a prayer specifically for women, for your house, for your children. And we will take prayer requests tomorrow either. Also, Evangelist Robinia Leek is praying with me on Wednesdays. Amen. And God is moving. Amen. So I encourage you to stay connected. Amen. Don't let the devil get the best of you. Amen. You are more than a conqueror, and the fight is not over because you have to manifest your victory in the name of Jesus. I said the fight is not over until you have manifested your victory. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. Go in peace. And serve the Lord. I don't know if Pastor Emily has anything. He wants me to play James Fortune. We're going to play I Believe, and then we're going to sit back and chill for the rest of the night. I encourage you to chill, you know, relax, you know, rest in the Lord. Put your feet up, amen. Meditate on the word of God. Pray, my God. But trust in God. Just put your weight on him and just relax in him. Rest in God tonight, amen. And get some sweet slumber. Evangelist Robinia, God bless you on that test tomorrow. And God bless you. We love you. Amen. God bless you, everybody. Sister Maria, God bless you. Sister Carmen, God bless you. Sister Rita, Sister Evangelist Janice, Sister Lori, God bless you. We love you. Amen. And everybody else who's here, Sister Tina, God bless you. Amen. Amen. I believe. Hallelujah. Good night.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh, I believe.
of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
I believe.
Hey.
About your future.